Today, we've opened up the transfer application process, and what's basically that is all those learners that are applying, that are in school and are basically from grade two to seven or nine to 12, that they can then apply for other applications for other schools to transfer to other schools. That is largely actually affects parents that know that they will be moving to another part of the province. You know, let's say you're moving from George to Cape Town, or if you're moving even from, Johannesburg, you've got a new job opportunity coming out of Cape Town, just to put in that application now so that we can then accommodate those learners next year. So we, as you know, we had our grade R, 1 and 8 application process. That's for new applicants for schools earlier this year. And now this is basically for those that want to change schools.
Hmm. Would those also apply to perhaps learners who would like to, or parents would like to move their kids from one school to a different school within the Cape Metro, for example, or within the Western Cape as it currently stands?
Yes, there are parents that would like to do that, and they can put in their application, but obviously it is depending on those schools, intake at the time and their grade cohort, you know, whether they have large numbers in that grade. So, yes, they can certainly do so. They can go into our WCD website, or they can go directly to the school, and they can also make an application at the school for that specific school. I think that's more easier for parents that live within the community and want to go to another school within their community. But obviously with those that are outside the province or in another area, they can go onto our WCD website and go online and actually register and then make their application there.
Mm-hmm. As it then relates to the appeals process that I think we touched base on last quite a number of weeks ago, what's the latest in that regard? And as far as you know, have all those parents that had met the initial deadline earlier this year for grade R, grade 1 and grade 8, have those learners been placed?
Well, yes, we're in the process of placing those learners. Now, we've always said that this is a process. It was only at the end of last term that parents who had been double parked, and those are parents that had more than one application that was successful. So it was taking up a lot of spaces. We had over 40,000 learners that had been double parked. So there was a lot of spaces that were to come available, and that happened at the end of last term. The automatic process came in, and the first choice would have been selected. So we had a lot of places opening up, but then we went into the school holiday period, which is obviously, a bit of a dead period in terms of movement. And then now that schools have been open the last 2 weeks, we started to see a lot of activity. Schools are phoning up parents and informing them of available spaces. And so we hope to see a lot of placement in this term specifically. So those that are feeling that they are a bit concerned, there is a lot of movement that is happening right now as we speak. Then, of course, the appeals process, that opened up on Friday. That is for those that did apply in that March-April period, and that will close on the 31st of August. Mm-hmm. That's an online application process.
Okay. Is there anything else then that our listeners need to be aware of, particularly the parents, and also if they have any queries, any questions, who do they direct them to?
Well, we've got a hotline, 0861-819-919. That's 0861-819-919. For any admission-related queries, you can press 1 for admissions. We've got a call center staff there available to assist you. That's also for technical issues if you're unsure about something on the website. But I think the biggest thing, we all hate admin. We all hate doing online forms. But the biggest thing is to actually just have your documents ready, and that would be the ID, your proof of address, and the child's latest report card. That would apply to those transfer applications. So once you've got those back ready, it's really quite a straightforward process going forward.